Well, they say that girls don't fight quite as well as they fight in Jersey. So if you guys are ready to tune in for the ultimate girl fight, tune in to The Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 8 reunion right now here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
It's reunion time.
It is the reunion time here on the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. And of course, we are dressed in our reunion attire. So, welcome back to the show. We're going to dive right into it just as soon as we make some introductions. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Sky. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Where can they find you, sir?
What's up, AfterBuzzers? It's Russell Ray. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Russell Ray Silva. And if you want any more info about my shows, including this one, you can go on RussellRaySilva.com. Find all the links.
Make sure you guys tune in because we do a lot of shows here across a lot of genres of television. So if you're not tuning in to AfterBuzz TV, you're missing out on a lot. So be sure to check us out on a couple of our other different shows. And we'll talk about those more right at the end. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're going to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 8, The Reunion. And let me tell you something. I'm so excited about this. There was a point in time where some episodes, like some seasons of some shows, I would just watch the reunion. And depending on how good the reunion was, I would actually go back and watch the season.
Episodes?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Never Jersey, though. Actually, when I first started watching Jersey, it was right when she flipped the table. And then I went to the reunion and I was like, oh my God, I got to go back. So I'm excited about this because, you know, I just want to get into like a couple of aesthetics first. So. Okay. Let's talk about the reunion set. Like, how are you feeling about the tone, the color palette, all of that, as compared to, say, maybe other franchises or past reunions? How you feel about it?
I feel as if this set was almost like a Growing Pains / That's So Raven.
Oh my God.
The living room. I was not here for it. The staircase in the back.
Really?
I was waiting for Maya and Blackstreet to come out and start singing the Rugrats song.
That's what we should have opened up with, because that's a hit right there.
Take me there.
Yes.
I was waiting for Maya to pop out and like come down the stairs and Blackstreet to be on a box and just doing their thing.
Really?
I wasn't
feeling that. No. You know, I wasn't necessarily here for the set per se. I don't even think I was really here for... Yes!
See, you just gotta sit us in the middle of this set, and then we'd be right in the Real Housewives reunion.
Can we just take a break for this for one quick second and just relish in the magnificence of Maya? Shout out to Maya, who's also from D.C., where I moved to L.A. from. Hey. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. And
our DJ engineer in the back is just killing it, as always.
DJ Jeff, every week.
Let me think about what I feel. I didn't like the set, per se. Uh-huh. I kind of liked the colors once I saw them all under the lights. But there's something about going with one tone. Mm-hmm. Like, the color palette was too rigid to me. Mm-hmm. It was very much like, okay, it's a Destiny's Child video, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's going to wear, you know, the shades that match the entire background, which I know that they typically do a lot, but I just, something about it was like, I'm missing some color, like some pops of color, you know what I'm saying?
It was very Easter, like, washed out pastels instead of pops of color.
Yeah, I wanted more pops of color. Yes. I wanted, you know, because I felt like they went so hard with the color palette that they forgot about distinct fashions and styles for each of the ladies.
Yes.
Like, to me, I mean, okay, so now transitioning to that, did you have a best dress or a worst dress for this reunion? How did you feel about that?
I love Teresa's dress.
Really?
Which is actually why I chose this blazer.
Okay, I thought it was because of the color palette of the actual, you know, backdrop itself or Andy's tie.
Well, Teresa's gone blue before, which is when she had all the sequins in the square right here.
That was probably one of my favorite reunion looks for her. I kind of wish she would do something like that again.
Yes.
Because this, to me, felt safe for her. It felt very safe. It shows off her body, which is incredible.
Exactly. She wanted to accent the ombre blonde.
But okay, so I get it. It makes sense. Yeah. But I just felt like though there were too many similar other colors, and her dress, to me, didn't stand out.
Okay. Who are you feeling?
My favorite was Danielle, actually.
Okay.
I felt I was hoping you were going to say Siggy. No. Siggy's dress, to me, made her look a little thicker than I feel like she typically looks. It really did. Her hair looked amazing. I think Siggy's beautiful, actually. Mm. She always has this really exotic look about her. But I felt like the whole princess sort of get up was not really befitting of her attitude.
Okay.
She was less, you know, Cinderella, and she was more Cruella de Vil.
Well, she tweeted about it.
In terms of
get
her
back to
actions
that.
And her, what she said. But she always, I mean, despite the fact that I didn't like the dress, she looked still stunning, as she always does. I have to give her that.
I will agree with you on Danielle. She came in.
She killed it.
She did. She came in like Lil Red from the Hood, which is exactly what Danielle came in as. And she was feeling herself, although she did miss a spot underneath her hair. It was still brown. It wasn't black like it should have been like the rest of Danielle.
Well, I thought that was purposeful. I thought maybe she was doing some type of, you know, reddish brown to go with the dress. Maybe that's what it was. A little Adrian Maloof there. You know what I'm saying? Some colored extensions. That's what I thought it was.
I don't know if I believe that.
Listen.
Or if that was the intent. What I'm thinking is that her dye job person missed a spot.
Well, I want to dive into that, into the beauty routines, because Dolores said something kind of interesting. I also want to get into my other slightly best dressed person. I'm going to give it to Melissa.
Okay.
There was something almost Balmain about her dress, like Balmain inspired her dress from Envy. If you guys want to, you know, go onto envy.com or whatever her website is and grab that. But, you know, I thought she looked amazing.
Yeah. Well, Melissa always looks good.
She does. She always looks perfect.
She has a very youthful tightness and everything about her.
I agree.
She's very J-Lo-esque when she dresses up.
Very, very, very good observation. I'm glad Marge did not do the pigtails. You know, I really wasn't here for the dress. You know, I just felt like it was like, really. And
it's first reunion attire.
Okay. So we'll give her that. So next reunion, Marge, you're going to have to step it up.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Go back to Milan and pick up something, you know? Dolores, I want to end on Dolores because I felt like, you know, I don't know. I liked her dress. Something was just not quite, you know.
She was Nicki Minaj in that dress because she was just popping out.
She was popping out.
Yes.
And speaking of popping out, she had mentioned that she had gotten her lips done for the reunion. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, what did you get done? I mean, are they not that juicy and big normally?
Maybe
she has a pout on her.
Maybe she does have collagen on a regular.
Girl,
and she just decided to admit to it.
You got a good old, whatever they call those people that put the stuff in your lips. Because I thought her lips look amazing.
She does. Whoever her plastic surgeon does shaped it out really nice.
And to be very honest with you, I always thought Dolores was black when I first saw her. I did. I thought she was a black woman. I mean, you know, she just has this sort of like dark or like, I don't know. Again, exotic in a different way, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there was that. So we always have to talk about that when we get into these reunions because, I mean, you know, if we're going to be coming, you know, stylish, we got to talk about their fashion.
Well, let's talk about Andy. How you feel like he was dressed?
You know what? Because I just met Andy, I won't say a bad word about anything that he did. I thought he was dressed spectacularly. I love that pop of blue in the tie.
Wow.
Yes. If you look up loyalty in the dictionary, you'll see my face. Thank you, Dolores.
Oh my gosh. That reminded me of Bringing Down the House when Queen Latifah was like, oh, Peter, absolutely love what you've done with the place.
Can I tell you how that's one of my favorite movies?
It's one of my favorite movies, too.
I love that movie. Oh my God. Engineer, if you find that little clip, let us know. I mean, that's a difficult ask, I know, but I'm just saying, it's just hilarious. Yeah. Okay, back to the reunion, guys.
Well, first of all, let's talk about how Andy said we said goodbye to Jacqueline, and Teresa said, thank God. Teresa throwing shade.
I feel like Jacqueline will be back next season, though.
Do you really?
Well, here's the thing. What is either going to... Well, okay, so I'm just wondering where we're going to leave off, because we all know that Siggy has departed the franchise.
Yes.
Apparently. Mm. I cannot... We're going to crown an MVP of the reunion tonight, and I just... So think about who that person is for you.
Okay.
I wrote it down when I was watching it, because I felt like this person had the best line of the night. But... without Siggy, you know, and Siggy, to our credit, listen, you can love her or loathe her, but I felt like Siggy really brought it this season. I mean, she brought a lot of the drama, a lot of the chaos, and I don't think it was manufactured. It felt like that's just who she is. Mm-hmm. I don't know who she was season two, the first season she was on here, but she was completely let her guard and her hair down on this season. But I just feel like there's a void left, you know what I'm saying, without her there.
Well, from what I know...
Tell us. Because you always... Listen, he always has the inside scoop. I feel like he's in Jersey half the, when he's not here with us. I feel like he's there. Tell us.
So, it probably will not be Jacqueline. It will also probably not be Teresa's cousins. Because Teresa is...
Her cousins?
Allegedly. Yes. Her cousin that was on the show.
Who?
She was on the show 2 seasons ago? I'm slipping the name right now. But she...
Oh, you're talking about Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
Okay.
So, Kathy probably will not be back, because allegedly Teresa will not film with her.
Ooh.
Or her sister.
Rosie.
Allegedly. Yes, Rosie. I'm here for Rosie. I like her. I've always liked her.
I like Rosie, but I'm also kind of here for them not being back. I definitely want you guys to find jobs and be happy. But I just don't I don't feel like they need to be on this show. Who are we thinking? What do your sources tell you?
That actually an outsider might come into the picture.
Okay. Listen, I'm here for it.
So like from allegedly, because we can't put it on the record because Uncle Russ don't want to get sued. Okay. Allegedly, they're seeking outside sources for the next season to maybe find another person who can bring a different element to the show than what's already been done.
Okay. I'm here for that. I just want this person to be, you know, I feel like I want this person to be outspoken. You know what I'm saying? I felt like Margaret made her put her stamp on this show.
With any previous cast members, who would you have brought back? Because I'll tell you who, after you say yours, I'll tell you who and I think and why. So go ahead.
I think if I were to bring back anybody, and I'll probably get some flack for this. Now, God, it's like between two people.
Okay.
So there's a part of me, I absolutely actually love Dina.
Okay.
Dina was, I felt like she was a great addition to the show. It would be interesting to see what her dynamic with Danielle would be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I do want Danielle on the show for next season. I absolutely want her. I want everybody that's there now. I would have actually liked all of them to stay, but them to bring in another person. But Siggy has departed. So, then I'm going to say one of the twins.
Okay.
I don't think you need both of them, because one of them could be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think just one of them, because I feel like when you just don't need the two of them on there.
Yeah, it's the same person.
You know, they were at the end of the day, you don't need both of them.
Yeah.
So I would bring back one of them.
Okay.
Because I feel like they brought it. Like, they are not afraid to like stand up and state their case or mix it up with any of them.
They're like the Bella twins.
Yes.
From Divas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tap me in, just boom, boom, boom. You know, they're tap one, tap out.
Right.
Know, whatever. I'm saying I would like for Dina to come back. Reason being is because Dina is the godmother of Adriana, which is Teresa's child.
Right.
Now, Teresa's good friends with Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see if the namaste will actually stay. That and... Dina does a lot of parties.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret needs to throw a lot of events for her company.
Yeah.
And going back to Dolores, Dina's outspoken, and so is Dolores.
Yeah.
And they're both able to acknowledge and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And I don't think Dina would have a problem with Melissa. But then again, Dina was also close with Teresa when the issues amongst Melissa and Teresa were going on. So yeah. I think she would have the perfect element right now to come back. But with that being said, as most of our viewers know, in recent months, Dina was actually... Her and her husband, or her ex-husband, the home was broken into, and they were...
Assaulted. And I believe Dina actually lives out here.
Now?
Yeah.
Greg needs to get back to Jersey.
I think the burglary happened in Jersey.
Yes.
So, it happened on the East Coast. I think, girl, stay here. Because I feel like your namaste is here. I do. I really do. I just feel like... I feel like Dina belongs on the East Coast. I mean, on the West Coast. She feels West Coast to me.
Does she really?
Not Housewives of Beverly Hills, West Coast, but she feels like, in my mind, I feel like she probably wants a sense of peace. Like, that's just how I feel about her. Like,
Jersey's very fast-paced.
Yeah, and I feel like she probably would really jive well out here in Malibu. You know what I'm saying?
I could see that in a sundress.
Yeah, like,
with
just
a nice, although just you don't like wedges, with a sundress and a wedge.
Dina is notorious
for wearing wedges.
Ladies, don't wear them. Don't wear them unless you're going to somebody's, like, afternoon, like, I don't know.
A day at the races.
Something. Just not around me. I don't know. No one wore wedges to the reunion, thank God. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Anyway.
I feel like that would be, like, a homecoming thing.
Oh, death. All right, so, let's dive right into the reunion, because we start off with Melissa, and there's a nice little package of, like, you know, her and her business, but then we get to the restaurant. So how do you think this whole... It was so interesting to see her and Melissa kind of go at it, because sometimes when they go at it, I'm kind of tense.
Her and Teresa?
Yeah.
I feel
like I'm about to... Because I've just seen history, you know?
Yes.
So I just feel like, oh, no. No. Just don't joke with each other.
Yes, I feel there's a very fine line between Teresa and Melissa going complete bonkers on each other and losing the peace and actually keeping the peace.
Yeah.
Because Teresa's petty, although I'm here for her, and I represented you tonight, Teresa, you are petty. And Melissa is a little bulldog, and she's not going to back down. So whatever Teresa says, she's going to come back full force on her.
I have definitely enjoyed Melissa more and more this season.
Yes.
Because I feel like she's definitely stepping up in terms of speaking her mind, which I'm totally here for. Now, there was some talk about a Merkin. I wrote that down.
I
think it's hair extensions for the puss.
Anyakuka.
As Marge would say. So... if anybody's heard of the Merkin, let us know, because I haven't seen one, but I'm gonna Google it when I leave.
I'm not gonna Google this.
I want to Google. Someone Google.
It's a Merkin, not a Birkin. You don't want to carry this around.
You wear the Merkin.
You wear the Birkin too.
You wear the Merkin down there.
Look, ladies, please don't wear a Merkin. Go get Bejeweled instead. Okay. Do you know that?
I remember that was a thing.
It was a thing. But
I'm hoping it's still not a thing. But I don't know.
It's almost better to get bejeweled than it is to get merkined.
How do you know? It depends on what the person who's... Listen.
How can you reckon with the
if
person
If you guys
with
want, I do, in fact, have an Urban Dictionary definition for merkin.
Oh, please tell
do
us.
We get in? Okay, we're going in.
Go ahead.
A merkin... Let me start the Jeopardy theme just so it's perfect. Just give me... This will be worth it. I'm going to be reading this in 2 seconds. Got to egg. Just give me a sec. All right.
What do our viewers feel about this?
A merkin is a pubic hair piece, a toupee for the pubic hair area / genitals. In the 1700s, when mercury was used to treat sexually transmitted diseases like gonorrhea or syphilis, one of the side effects was loss of pubic hair. To disguise the condition that was not cured, a merkin was employed. That's a merkin.
Wow.
I learned something too.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Wow, and we even got some historical bits out there. So for anybody out there who's suffering, now you know exactly what to do.
Or if you got hair loss. if you got hair loss on your cookie, you can get a merkin. First of all, why is it like a toupee? A toupee you stick on. You can't stick that forward. It's not going to defy gravity.
If it attaches to the skin, though.
Why would it attach to your skin?
It's sticking on. Like, it's probably like tape.
This is just not.
Ladies, invest in a merkin. Paul, and fellas, too. Why not?
Paul, would you rather merkin or would you rather bejewel?
Merkin is merkin all the way.
Ooh, that just sounds unattractive.
Anyway, this is what the ladies were talking about on the reunion today. So you guys just have to bear with us because we got to give you all the details and all the dirt for anybody who did not see the episode and you want the inside scoop. We're giving it to you here. All right, so then there's a Margaret package. The kids still haven't spoke to her. All the Joes are actually contractors, which I found interesting. And then we kind of get into Margaret versus Siggy round one. And, you know, Siggy, interestingly to me, admits that she wants to destroy Margaret.
And she's been trying to do it all season.
Because she's been trying to do it all season. Yes. And because she's Israeli. Her words, not mine. I didn't get that portion of it.
Okay.
I wrote it down, though, because I was like, can someone please... do you know why she said that?
Because I'm Israeli. I wanted to highlight that, and I wrote that down because I think that was an ignorant statement towards Israelis, and it was actually racially skewed, which I didn't like, especially for the fact that she wanted to call Margaret out and say that she was...
Mm-hmm. Anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic. You don't make a statement like this... Because that's offensive towards Israeli families who are already... Oh, did we see something?
I just want to acknowledge whoever this is in the comments. And I think it's last name, Gamble.
Quinita!
Richie Dolores is one wig away from being Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, wow.
I just live for y'all in the comments. I still love Dolores, but I'm living for y'all comments right now. Yes.
That was very ignorant, though, towards Israeli families.
I felt like it was, too. I was just kind of like, it made me feel uncomfortable.
It did. You don't say that.
It really made me feel uncomfortable, because I was like, what is this? That, like, the war in the Middle East? Like, what are we doing right now?
That's offensive to anybody in the United States that's from the Middle East, just as offensive as saying anything about Hitler in relation to...
Well, she, I'm sure, feels like she can say that, because it happened to... someone in her family, or you know what I'm saying? She feels like she has a right to say whatever because
I'm gonna destroy you because I'm
of the culture. It just sounded crazy to me. I was just like,
I'm not gonna say I'm gonna cook you beans and rice because I'm half Mexican. That doesn't make, like, you just don't say things like that. It's offensive.
Like, I just lost it a little bit in my chair. Just lost it a little bit.
And Siggy tweeted towards Margaret and said, joke's on you, Margaret. I just like Belle to audition for the Housewives of Bellevue. After all, the role of Beast in Housewives of Lawsuits and Foreclosure were already filled. Siggy, look, you're going to a very dangerous place, and I think you're hitting way below the belt. And... you're one step away from something coming for you. Like, I'm sorry.
You know, to me, it's troubling that, and she probably should get off this show.
Yes.
Because some people just don't know. Either this is really who you are, or this show has brought out something in you that needs to be buried deep. So you probably need to get off the show.
You need to not be in public
Right, because field. It's taking you to a place that none of us want to see.
Yeah.
I don't want to see stuff like that on my Twitter feed. Like, it's too much. There's one thing about commenting on the show, but there's something else about, like, just the really just nasty tone of her tweets. Like, I don't know.
Well, our viewers are saying that half of them can't read Siggy's tweets because she blocks everyone.
You know.
But that's the thing, though. You cannot be on public television and give your opinion and not expect to get feedback or backlash on the comments that you make.
Particularly when they are so outrageous.
Yes.
You know, this is just me personally. I mean, I have not... I'm thinking about my own experience with reality TV on Strip. I haven't seen the episode. I said a lot of things because I was under duress. I'm stressed. I don't have my stuff. You know, so I worry about...
You were naked.
Right, but I worry about things that I said more than the being naked part because I just don't recall. I talk. I just talk. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to ever come across as being offensive. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking to myself, like, are you even thinking when you're speaking how offensive you're coming across?
Yeah.
Or in your tweets. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
See, that's the difference, though, between even if you were to say something on your show that didn't shed the best light on you, the balance is that the reflection and your presence on social media and the way that you portray your friendships and your friends and the people that you surround yourself with, it's going to your any backlash or comments that you were to make on a television show are going to be covered by all the positivity that you put out
in
your daily life. But Siggy's not putting out these good vibes in her daily life.
Right. And so it's kind of like even when she's trying to post something and I follow her because I mean, you know, I'm interested and this is what we do. We got to tell you guys what's going on. But when I follow her and I'm looking at her and I'm reading even something that's supposed to be positive, there's a negative skew to it that's just like, girl, really? Like, just post a picture of yourself and be happy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not on the show anymore. Let it go. Let it go, Elsa.
Even when Danielle was in an ugly place and always under attack by the girls, she was never so adamant about being vicious like this. Siggy has taken this to a whole nother level, and I don't want to take away from her as a human being and an individual, but her portrayal of herself on reality television is definitely not something that I would want to look back in 10 years and say I was proud of who I was at that moment in time in my life.
Right.
She's, for some reason, she's in a very ugly place. She needs to acknowledge the fact that her husband is controlling in some way, shape, or form, and he doesn't want her to work as much as she would like to. And she needs to really take a step back and look within her own community and herself to see what's really bugging her to be such an ugly person.
She does. She absolutely does. Just to kind of progress a little bit, we have a package about the kids, and, you know, we find out that Frankie has a new girlfriend. And as we're talking about, as I think we're discussing marinating the puss, and Ramona calls out of nowhere. I mean, this was so, like, insane to me. Like, Ramona's just calling Melissa just randomly. Like, what the hell?
The girl said it's because Ramona's obsessed with Melissa.
She's obsessed with her. I'm obsessed too, Ramona. If I had Melissa's number, I'd call her all the time too.
I mean, if I knew a wannabe pop star, I would call her too. Ooh, just kidding. poor Melissa.
Interesting, right? Poor Melissa, because she's up next. We find out that Teresa lied about Melissa not being banned from prison because in the book she recanted and said that she was. What do you think about that? Andy is so shady.
Andy, you have all your contracts correctly written. You have all your things set up the right way. Ooh. I mean, that's like 1-2 jab. Again. Listen, Melissa knows that she was banned. Teresa knows Melissa was banned. For Teresa to put it in the book, probably not the wisest thing.
No.
She should have more addressed the people who were able to come see her in prison and portrayed it as, oh, yeah, X, Y, and Z were allowed to come see me.
Right.
And just not acknowledge the fact that Melissa was not, like, was banned from seeing her.
It's like... because
that's just going to continuously dig up salt to the wound.
Uncomfortable.
And what do you say to that as a sister-in-law? As someone who is technically supporting you while you're gone and going over with her husband and being somewhat of a maternal figure with your kids, you're going to ban her from prison. She can't come back and give you some feedback like, hey, I had to sit Melania down and have a conversation with her because she did this, 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 and this. How do you want me to address this again as a woman?
Sit Melania down somewhere. Anyway.
Melania in some child classes back, right? Send her to Judge Judy. I'm sure Judge Judy take care of it.
Oh, son. We're asked, well, Teresa's asked if she resents Joe and if she would stay with Joe if he was deported. And I think Melissa gave the best response about what she thought what she would do in that situation. And
if her Joe.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I commend Teresa for standing by her man. When you're married and you have kids, I feel like that's a completely different ballgame than just you're dating somebody and they happen to go to jail. You know,
peace.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends on what it was for, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, you know, murder or manslaughter or something like that. Maybe. I know. Maybe not. But, like, you know, you didn't pay your tickets or something. I don't know. That's okay. Just do better, you know?
Yeah.
But this is something that could be very serious and that could, you know, have him deported. Do you think she should stay or do you think she should go with him?
What really needs to happen is they need to come together collectively as a unit and figure out where the relationship stands after he gets out of prison. Hmm. Now that they've both done their time and they both had time to reflect and transition into their next chapter of their life, they really need to each sit down and address all their wrongdoing, address how they feel about each other and the care and love that they have for each other and their children, and then from there decide how they're going to move forward. Whether it's best to depart from here because we went through these tough times and we got each other through these tough times, and I still love you, but at the end of the day, I don't want to be with you because this is something that's going to keep reliving itself and I'd rather move forward and you should move forward. Or, you know what, we both got through this. Let's move forward. We're a strong family. You know what? We're going to Milan. We're going to get a house there. We're going to get a place where my brother can come stay in the back for a month at a time if he wants to. And my dad can either come with us or stay home. That's going to be the toughest issue for Teresa. She's going to decide whether she wants to stay around her dad, considering the fact that he's off and on sick, and be able to leave him to go to Milan, because then she's really going to resent Joe for the fact that if she loses her dad while she's not here, that's going to be another issue in their marriage, which needs to be addressed right at the beginning.
So heavy.
And I am a college educated therapist. No, just kidding. I'm not a therapist, but I do have my degree.
We're saving that. Hold on. Because next we get Marge and Siggy having the most ridiculous argument ever over 4 years. And, you know, I just, in my mind, I was like, I had the same reaction as Melissa. Like, are we really talking about 4 years here? You know, apparently Siggy, you know, retweeted something about PETA, and then PETA was coming after Margaret, and Margaret's having to call the police. I remember her tweeting or whatever, talking about this whole police report thing or whatever she had to file, and, you know, she had people, you know, possibly coming to her house. Yada, yada, yada. Danielle comes out, and I'm so delighted to see her. However, Andy did take us down a trip through memory lane, and we were treated to yet again Teresa's infamous table flip, which, thank you, Andy, because that never gets old.
Neither does the prostitution.
I know. During that entire package about Teresa and Danielle reconciling, they showed Dolores and she's just like literally rolling her eyes so hard. A couple of interesting facts, because we're going to move along pretty quickly before we are set to end today. You know, Andy brings up the season 2 reunion, and I was fascinated by this whole discussion of how Melissa and Danielle came to be, like, a thing.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that?
Did
you already know? Like, I did not realize that it really happened that way.
Danielle was really the middle person.
She was.
And when issues... Danielle has actually been the center of knowledge. I'm going to put it as that for now, just to kind of see where we go with this. But Teresa also had reached out to Danielle personally about something in season... They addressed it in season 3, I believe. And Danielle, you know, acknowledged everything and confirmed everything. It was about Jacqueline, as a matter of fact. She confirmed everything. And so for the fact that Melissa and Danielle had something going on in the friendship and aspect and venting to Danielle, I don't disregard it. Like... Hmm. Danielle has definitely been a center of knowledge and a center of...
This was very interesting. And then we get to this... this has been circulating for quite some time now, that Danielle has sex in the bathroom. This was a deleted scene from the episode, but we've seen people... Siggy has referenced it on Twitter. We've seen blind news items about it. And so we finally get to it, and I felt like I'm so glad they covered it, because...
We were all waiting.
They made it seem so... And when you read about it, it seems so scandalous.
Yeah.
But when they talked about it, it really, I mean, they kind of glossed over it. I don't know.
First of all, I asked permission. You planned sex in the restroom? Okay. Do you remember when Courtney and Scott did the nasty in the restroom? on the Kardashians. Okay, they did this about three, four years ago. And they wanted to spice up their sex life, so they did it in the restroom, and they tried to do it again, and they got caught. But it was spontaneous the first time. Mm-hmm. I can understand you're in the heat of the moment. I mean, I ain't never done the nasty in a public restroom. Mm-hmm. In my own restroom. That's different, because that's your house. Anyways, off of that, you don't plan sex in a public restroom. People are germy. There's H1N1 flu going around, H2N3 flu going around. That's nasty.
I mean, listen.
You keep your privates to yourself.
As an adult, I prefer a bedroom, and I just felt like, Danielle, you should probably just stick to the bedrooms. I don't know. Like, not when you're filming, at least.
Danielle, you just not when you're filming. Hand sanitizer.
we do get into a discussion about the cake fight.
Anita said the Vanderpump Rules cast has sex in the restroom all the time.
Don't they, though? They have sex with everybody. Especially each other.
It's the West Hollywood thing. Everyone does nasties with each other.
We talk about the cake, and Dolores finally can admit that Siggy was wrong. And Siggy's really forced to own a lot of her behavior right here, you know, and she barely apologizes. I felt like she kind of ran around that whole situation, barely apologized for tossing the wine on the table. I was just like, girl, like, you can't just admit to anything.
Yes.
And we finally get to, you know, Melissa. This was awesome for me because Melissa finally really got to really in an in-depth way articulate why she was so upset with Siggy.
Yes.
And Siggy finally apologizes if she felt hurt by her behavior. The if is what takes the apology away.
Yeah, you're never supposed to.
If you felt hurt? No, I did feel hurt. This is why we're talking about it.
I'm sorry if I hurt you, or if you felt hurt.
Like, it's not an apology. Like, she just can't. She kept saying that she owns her stuff. And then she actually, at one point in time, said, you know, why are you guys analyzing?
Oh, let's not break it down and analyze every little bit.
You.
I mean,
she literally cannot see herself.
Yeah.
But this led me to the read of the night. Because Margaret, I think she had been saving this one.
Yes, she did,
She
Margaret.
Told Siggy, how can you be a relationship expert with no college degree?
Boom! It's about to be a girl
Honestly,
fight.
Like, she literally, to me, with her statement, and she had, like, literally, I mean, it was well thought out, it was well played, and it was calmly stated. She annihilated, to me, Siggy's entire career and existence.
She annihilated Siggy to the fullest, took away all credibility, and then Siggy comes back and says, you don't have to be educated to be a relationship expert.
I'm sorry.
You need to understand relationships. You need to understand the brain, and you need to understand in-depth conversation between the couple,
or at least a certification of some sort. Like, how are you? You know what? Maybe that just gives me hope. Like, you could be anything you want to be in this world as long as you call yourself that. That's crazy to me.
I mean, Siggy does have an education in communication, but I have a degree in broadcasting as well, but I'm not going to run around and try to be your therapist. I could take a fitness class and become a trainer. That's about
for me. And for this reason, Marge took the MVP of the night.
Yes.
Because it came out of nowhere, but I was here for it. It was the shadiest but the most well thought out read of the night. Next up, we have Kim D. And, you know, Kim D's outfit really suited the background.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it went well with the theme. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys can find that outfit from Posh or not if you want it, but go check it out. What'd you think about Kim D showing up from, you know, for Tales of the Crypt?
Points to Teresa for that, number one. Number two, look, Kim D needs to go hide under a rock until Teresa is not on probation anymore, because you cannot take jabs at someone and threaten going back to jail because you're a coward. You're a coward. Kim D is the biggest coward that has walked the face of this earth, first of all. Second of all, she needs to focus on why these victims were victims in her son's vehicle and find out if they're actually, if someone's actually coming after her own child instead of worrying about some housewife drama and throwing people under the bus and talking about their marriage. So, Kim D, you should be protecting your own instead of affecting others. Get it together. Thank you. Sorry. I'm not here for Kim D.
Don't get off that couch. And that is where we're going to end this episode, guys. And that's literally how the episode ended. Yes. Teresa had had enough, and she, next thing you know, she was out of her seat. So we have to wait until part two of the reunion to see the dramatic conclusion. Yes. But you guys can also follow us on all of our social media to keep the conversation going. I am DJ Richie Sky. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Where can they find you?
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva or on my website at RussellRaySilva.com. And you can catch me right after this for the after show of the assassination of Gianni Versace, Ooh. American Crime Story.
Wow, this is going to be epic, guys. So yes. Tune into that. And tune into all of our AfterBuzz TV shows. Give us 5 stars. Comment, tweet at us. We love all of those things, so stay tuned. We will see you guys next week for part 2 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 8 Reunion, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.